And that was the female beat from Winnipeg from their most recent CD called Sealed with a Kiss, and that was the Wedding Planner Polka. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на радіопередачі «Наш голос», яка передається із чудового Ванкуверського острову. Говорить Павліна Макворі, дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there, and welcome to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you from beautiful Vancouver Island, Canada. I'm Paulette Demchuk-McQuarrie, your host, Pokrinske, that's Pavlina in Ukrainian, and I am delighted to have you with me, whether you're tuning in on AM, FM, shortwave, online or in flight, or to the podcast, welcome, vitayu. We have a great program lined up for you, and it's going to be a little bit of a departure from the usual. It is especially produced for PCJ listeners. It's not the usual rebroadcast of the original Vancouver program. So this is has not been heard anywhere else except by listeners to Nash Holos on the PCJ Media Network, and this is where it is going to stay. It's a combination of a trip down memory lane and something a little more contemporary. What I have is three groups of that we're going to be featuring on this program, and interviews that were conducted back in 2008 before Nash Holos was on the PCJ Network. So if you're a longtime Nash Holos listener, these will sound familiar to you, although 3 years ago you might have forgotten already. And for those who are new to Nash Holos, who've just discovered Nash Holos on the PCJ Network, these will be new to you, and I'm sure you will enjoy them very much because you'll be able to put some voices, some spoken voices, and names to these groups that you hear so often on Nash Holos. So coming up next is going to be another tune by the Female Beat, and then it will be followed by an interview and some more music. We'll also have Kalena from Winnipeg and Pravit from Montreal featured on this program for this week. So up next is the Female Beat from their third and most recent CD, Sealed with a Kiss, and the seventh step. It's called Seven Steppin' with the Female Beat, and this is a tune that it's a dance, a traditional folk dance, and it goes by polka, foxtrot, waltz. This version is a foxtrot, and I'm not sure. I don't know for sure if it's actually a traditional Ukrainian from Ukraine kind of folk dance, or if it's traditional Ukrainian Canadian. I know that I grew up with it, and it's something my parents grew up with, so it's old enough to be traditional, even if it is Canadian. It is delightful. It's called a Seven Steppin' with the Female Beat, and the words, there are not very many, and they're pretty simple, and they go, and you'll be able to follow them with the beat. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and it's all steps in one direction, kind of like in a V. So you're going 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. All good people go to heaven. Those who swear won't be there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Those who swear won't be there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You repeat the refrain. So there you go, Keith. Take note of that, right? And anybody else who swears. Anyways, here's the Female Beat with Seven Steppin'. I'm here in Winnipeg with the Female Beat at the home of Joan Lasco. And we've just had a wonderful dinner and like to give the listeners of Nosh Holos an introduction to the Female Beat. And so I'd like to just thank you very much for providing music for so long for the area in Winnipeg, but also for the recordings that you've done for the listeners of radio programs like Nosh Holos. So thank you very much. I guess we'll have each of you introduce yourselves.
Hi, I'm Joyce, the guitar player with the girls, a sister to the accordion player, Joan, and it's great to be here with you, Paulette. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Gail. I'm the violin player. I'm the newest member of the band.
I'm Joan, the accordion player, and it was wonderful meeting you, Paulette.
Hi, I'm Valerie. I'm sorry I have a cold tonight. I'm the drummer of the band, and I've been with the band originally from way back then.
Okay, so way back then goes back to the time when Joyce and Joan, the two sisters, first formed Female Beat. So Joyce, can you tell us a little bit about why you decided to form this group?
The two of us in the family, Joan was on the accordion and I picked up the guitar many years later. And just at home we got together with the music. Joan asked me to play a few songs with her, and it worked out good. We were taking music lessons at the time, and the music studio where we were taking our lessons got us together with a female drummer, and that's where Female Beat originated.
So then it was Joan's idea to start the Female Beat?
Yes, it was, but we did begin with another drummer. Her name was Shirley Noga. And she played with us for probably 2 years. And then we were in Dauphin at the Ukrainian Festival, and we came upon meeting Val, who at that time played with Peter Picklick. And we mentioned to her how we played in a female band in Winnipeg, and Val took interest, and the rest became history.
Okay, so when did this group start then?
In 75 with Valerie.
Okay, so Valerie, you had played before with Peter Picklick, and so did you leave the group, or did you continue to play with Peter and join the Female Beat?
Peter Picklick and the Rhythm Aces were well into the Ukrainian music industry in Manitoba, and they were also in Alberta and doing tours. What happened here is there was such a demand for something fantastic to have a female band in Winnipeg. The opportunity was there, and we said, let's go for it.
And so you played together for many years then?
Yes, we were the three of us for 13 years, and then, what was it, about 17 years, we took a break, and the best thing that happened to Female Beat was Gail joining us.
Okay, so Gail, then why don't we get your perspective?
Well, I had played violin for many years with my family band. We were being honored at a Yuma dinner for our contribution to Ukrainian music. And that was when the Female Beat, they were receiving their award for music, their contribution to Ukrainian music. I was also at the dinner receiving the award for our family group, the Neduzak family. And it was at that time we thought, gee, wouldn't this be interesting? Let's try getting together. And it happened from that night. That was in 2003, I guess it was.
Yes. There was an event happening. All the Ukrainian bands were getting together. It was Outdoor Zabava. So we thought, okay, let's go for this. A 20-minute show, we could do it. Well, the 20-minute show, here we are, like Joan said. It's all history. We're still, beat goes on. We're still beating on.
And so that was 2003, so 5 years later, and you've got a few recordings under your belt now.
We have The Beat Goes On and Stepping Out with the Female Beat.
And I understand there's another one coming shortly.
We're working on it.
We like to give ourselves enough time. We like to create something different, something people haven't heard before. We try to compose our own songs. So that takes a little bit of time, and we don't like to rush these things. We have just a great fan base, and I think they deserve our best efforts. So we like to take our time and put out the best product possible.
Now, you do a lot of live performances. Tell us about some of the places and events that you perform at.
We have a great following of people come out to dance with the Female Beat, such as functions like socials, banquets, church dances and the occasional Ukrainian old traditional family weddings. And we'd love to see some of your listeners come out and see and actually hear and dance to the female beat.
Now, is there any chance you'll ever be out in Vancouver?
Well, we can't guarantee.
We're all working full-time right now, so you never know as life changes. We may hit the road, you never know.
For now, you mostly play just in the Winnipeg area, though.
Locally. Mm-hmm. Winnipeg and outskirts. We do the Interlake outside of Winnipeg.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're very jealous being out here in Vancouver. We're very jealous of Winnipeg and area has the female beat, but we're very fortunate that you've got recordings for us and we are able to share your music with the listeners of Nash Holos. So thank you very much for this time with us, and we'll be looking forward to your next CD. And of course, since that interview was recorded in 2008, the Female Beat have come out with a new CD, and it is Sealed with a Kiss. Here they are now with a song called Boobin Surprise. Now, Boobin means drummer, and this is a song by the group's drummer, Valerie Fenyuk, and she is singing a song about an elderly lady on the prowl, looking for some young blood. Here she is now. Here's the Female Beat featuring Val Fenyuk on drums and vocals, and Joyce on guitar, Joan on accordion, and Gail on violin. Here they are now with Boobin's Surprise. Listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio.
Ой, на білий світі у зеленім літі дівчина купається, недостійним житті.
Our featured CD of the week for the week of Sunday, December 14th, 2008 is Zaklakanya, Remember Me, by Pravit of Montreal. And here is their first number, Yazabu, I Forgot.
Я забыл, что плачу с поцелунку, что и хорошее слово ее родня. Ждал твоих очей, не мов рятунку, посмішки твоей иначе дня. И за нями, и за літом, літо, три, чотири, п'ять придовгих літ. Ой, не серце з нами не збобіте, погляд вінесло, як заповіт, як заповіт. Сіяний коріс і розлуки весних молоді, погляді твоєму заплелись, є в любові хоча й порада, може він ще зайва похвала. Твоя життя ласкава звага, вже мене навіть оповіла, оповіла.
Of the week feature is the latest release by the Montreal-based group Pravit. Released just this fall, the CD is titled Zaklakanya, Remember Me, and it's the group's second. Zaklakanya was a long time coming, and thanks to the wonders of email technology, I was very fortunate to have been kept apprised of its progress by one of the members of Pravit, Roman Kostek. I caught up with Roman last week by telephone at his home in Montreal to find out a bit about Pravit and their delightful CD, Zaklakanya. Hi, Roman. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Now, congratulations on the release of the CD, Nareshti.
Yes. I think we're following the road of Axl Rose and Guns N' Roses. 16 years later, we'll probably have another one.
Now, there's a little bit of a story behind this CD. You started working on it, what, about 2 years ago?
Well, originally, this CD was actually slated, or a variation of this CD, was slated to come up around 98. And then all kinds of things happened within the group, health reasons, people living, moving to other places, people losing jobs. And the ensemble kind of started to disintegrate, and all the music we had prepared had to be dropped, and we had to sort of start from scratch. And then we reassembled and came back as a quartet. Most people know us as a duo from our first season, mm-hmm. but we only lasted as a duo for about 2 years after we let out the CD, and we slowly progressed from trio to quartet, and then actually at one point we even a quintet with another instrumentalist with us. And then after the situation in 2000 to 2003, we reassembled as a quartet for one-on concert for the Montreal Ukrainian Festival, which was starting at that time. The next year, we didn't perform, and then when we did reform in about 2005, it was as the trio that's now recorded the album. And even this album had a false start. This album should have been finished in 2007.
Mm. Well, it fortunately did come out this past fall, and now it's getting distribution. And with your first CD, Berech Nadi, it was Shores of Hope, and that's the one you were talking about where it was just the two of you, you and Mark Bednarchuk.
That's right. We started off in Mark's post-Cheremshina career. As people may be aware, he was the accompanist for Cheremshina mm-hmm. for close to 9 or 10 years. And then when they went their separate ways in about 91, he approached me if I was interested in joining him in forming some sort of an ensemble, and that's where the whole thing started. So in the tail end of 91, we started as a duo. In 92, we started to put the material together for the album, and we actually recorded it before the end of 92. Mm-hmm. And then later was picked up by Yevshan in 93 and released as Berech Nagi. Originally, the title was just Privit. Mm. And the idea of the album was to welcome a newly liberated Ukraine. And the lyrics basically reflect that. And that was the whole premise of our original approach. We had been doing folkloric things and traditional Ukrainian things for a long, long time. And I, for one, wanted to step a little bit outside of that because we kept getting the same material repeated either in a Zabava band format or in a folkloric trio format or in a choral arrangement with a whole choir doing it. But it was always the same 200 or so songs, and I think our parents and our forefathers were so interested in preserving the Ukrainian culture that they were afraid of letting anything new in. So our premise when we started the album in 92, and it's kind of stayed with us till now, is to put out original Ukrainian music with a Ukrainian spirit, feel, and lyrics, but to go with the music that we grew up here in North America with a more North American feel to it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That was the gist of what drove us to create the first album.
Mm-hmm. Who did the music for you? Did you do your own music, your own accompaniment?
On the first album, we were lucky to get the services of Bill Kinow, who used to play with Veselka, which was a wedding band, a Zabava band in Montreal, who's a very talented recording technician, arranger, sound man, and all-around very, very talented musician. He plays both accordion, keyboards, bass guitar, and guitar. And he did the recording for us, and he also did the accompanying music that came with bass, synthesizer, some acoustic guitar, and even some background vocals on the album. Mm-hmm. We also were able to obtain the services of Tino Papa, who was the drummer of probably the second best known band from Montreal after Rushnichok, Sinistri Piu, and mm-hmm. then later the subsequent outgrowth of that band, which was called Vechirni Dzvin. And he was gracious enough to play drums for us on the album and do some other help in the studio. And then we hired outside musicians. We hired a cello player. Elizabeth Hahi was gracious enough to do all the piano and arranging for us for the piano. Ivan Zavada, a very, very talented violinist who's now in Australia, he did a lot of the other arrangements, and he also provided all the violin on the album.
Mm-hmm.
We're lucky to get a core of people to perform with us on the album, mm-hmm. including Schnudiewski, who was the lead guitar player for a band in Montreal called Burlakia.
Okay, I've heard of them a long time ago, back in the 80s.
Right.
Now, so did these people come back with you for Zaklakanya now? Did you get some of these same people to help you out?
No, simply because everybody has commitments now. Mm-hmm. We were a lot younger and freer.
Mm-hmm.
So it was impossible to draw all these people together. The expense of hiring musicians was just out of our financial budget. So all the music on this recording is computerized. It's programmed with...
Really?
Yes. There's no live music on this. It's all programmed.
You do live gigs, though, and so you have... I mean, I've seen you on YouTube, and you know, you've got guitars and stuff.
We just have one
keyboards.
And we perform with guitar and vocals.
That's it?
That's it. We now perform occasionally after this recording. We have the musical tracks for the album, so when we do those tracks, we perform with the background music, but we just play guitar and three vocals.
Wow, wow. Amazing what technology can do.
Yes, it
yeah,
is.
Yeah.
And what's even more amazing is all the programming was done in Ukraine.
Wow.
And we were connected to Bohdan Krinetsky. He comes from the village of Truskavets. And he was doing the music for Oksana Thank You for her album. And she was gracious enough to say, well, look, if you're looking for musicians, why don't you ask Bohdan if he would do it for you? And my response was, great idea, thank you very much, but neither Mark nor I can score music. We do everything by either using a digital recorder and then memorizing the parts and recreating the harmonies that way and the music and the chords. So she said, well, why don't I come down to a couple of your practices? I'll do the scoring or the notation for you. You'll record a demo digital MP3 for him. We'll send the whole thing out to him through the email, and that's how we did every song.
Wow.
We would send him the lyrics. We would send him a digital rough take of the song, along with a sheet with the scoring, the notation, and everything on it. To him, he would come up with the music after us suggesting possibly the style and the instruments we would like to have used on it. He was just amazing in how we read what we wanted. Without him, this would not have happened.
Wow. Well, it's a great collaboration between Ukraine and Canada, this project. Yeah. So tell us who is Previt today.
Previt today is basically Irene Michalik, myself, and Mark Bednarczyk. Like, Mark and I have been the steady two pieces of Previt through its whole existence. Irene has been with the ensemble since 1998, just before we had the little sabbatical for about 3 years. But at that time when she joined, we were a quartet, and her sister, Darka, was a member of the ensemble. So we had a sister act, and Mark and myself at that time. And then later on, Darka has a family and a husband, things, and Irene, on the other hand, is single. And from, I guess, the tail end of 2004 into 2005, we've been a trio. And we worked very hard the first year to bring up our repertoire, because it's very different doing it from a quartet to a trio. We had to change everything.
Mm-hmm.
So that's as it stands now. So when we perform, it's basically Mark, myself, and Irene.
So then you said that you don't know how to score music. And so how do you do the music?
Well, the music starts with an idea from Mark. And what I did was I purchased little portable digital recorders for everybody. So when Mark got an idea for a song, he would sit down and strum the guitar. He could do the chording on it, and he would sing the song and play the basic melody. Then he would bring it in, and the next step would be that I would start doing some vocal harmonies and things to work it out. And then Irene would add her part to it. So basically it starts off with the germ of the idea for the melody from Mark. Comes down to me once the lyrics are in, because most of our lyrics are from Ukrainian poets. Very few of the lyrics are written by ourselves.
Oh, really?
Klekanya is the only one on the album that's written by Mark. On the first album, just the title song has a chorus by Mark on it, and most of the rest of the album is to Ukrainian poetry.
Oh.
So basically, it's a juggling act between getting the sense of what the poet intended to say and the style of music we'll put to it.
Wow. That makes a lot of sense. I mean, you have provided the lyrics.
Well, when we're selling the CD live at a concert or something, we always ask the purchaser if they wish to have the lyrics. It was just too expensive to have a lyric sheet printed in with the CD.
Okay.
It almost doubled the cost of
really?
Packaging.
Mm.
So we printed it ourselves. We'll provide it at the selling point.
Okay. So which brings me to my next question then. This CD, I think it would make a great gift for Christmas or any occasion. So how would a person go about purchasing a copy or two?
Well, we sent out a batch to the Ukrainian bookstore in Edmonton. Yevshan has included it in their 2009 catalog, or people can ask us directly. They can email us, privitvokalensemble, one word, @yahoo.ca, or mail it either to myself, Roman Kostic, or just to Privit, and it's just Post Office Box 901 in Pointe Claire, PointeClaire, and that's in Quebec, Canada, postal code H9R4Z6.
Okay, so what are your plans for the future then, Roman?
Well, I think we're sort of in a semi-retirement mode right now. We'll probably still be around, but I think the intensity will be kind of eased off a little bit.
Okay.
And we won't be doing it on a weekly basis like we've been doing till now. We did put on, not this summer, but the previous summer when the Toronto Ukrainian Festival was at the Harbor Center. So we did a two-hour show from 11 p.m. to 1, and we never repeated the song.
Oh, wow.
We had quite a big repertoire. Now, that being said, when we do live performances, we don't only do our original material. We do much of the folkloric and even contemporary covers, like we do two of the songs by Mandre, one of my favorite bands from Ukraine. We do Oyeluzi Kalina and Ne spi moya ridna zemlya, which we like. And I'm a big fan of Pikardiska Tertsia.
Me too.
Glad to see that you were playing them from your visit to Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
And I also like the Tenyuk sisters. So we have a variation. We do sort of a jazzed up version of Chervona Ruta. So our repertoire is more varied when we do a live show. It's not only original material, because people want to hear some familiar stuff.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, yeah. Well, thank you so much for taking this time to talk to us about your album, about Previt, and all the best to you in your endeavors, and would definitely look forward to hearing more of your music from this CD and your previous one as well. And good luck to all three of you.
Thank you very much.
Dobranoc.
Dobranoc.
Зорі з полуночі наближаються, чиї очі вирубочі їм лишаються, чорні брови, мов гавшата, на полохані. Ой, не зрячі дівчата, як закохані, чи вже любі, чи не любі, пригорталися, не про все, а я чи губи, тобі талися. Дякую.
that was Niebe Zori's Polonoci, Northern Stars, from our CD of the Week feature, Zaklekania, by Privit from Montreal. And incidentally, that number had all three of the singers, Mark, Irene, and Roman, all doing both lead and harmony vocals. And Roman was telling me that they do this. This is their kind of the trademark style of singing, is they switch back and forth between lead and vocal and background, and makes it very difficult to imitate them. Certainly is a very distinctive sound by this group. And many thanks to the three of them and Roman for speaking with us to present such a wonderful CD and a CD of the Week feature here on Nash Holos. If you'd like to order a copy or two of their CD, Zaklekania, or their earlier one, Berech Nedi, or both, send an email to Privit, and that's spelled P-R-Y-V-I-T. And the email address is privitvocalensemble@yahoo.ca. Or send them a snail mail to Privit, Post Office Box 901, Pointe-Claire, Quebec, H9R4Z6.
Нагубаються, недостигнем жити, ой, на білій світі, у зеленім літі, чи нагубаються, недостигнем жити.
You're listening to Nash Holos, Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio. Up next is Kalena, and this is their seventh CD, called simply Seven, or Steam, and this came direct from Dean Wasilowski in Winnipeg, who hosts the Zabava program there on CKJS Radio. And he also plays in this band, and it's been around for nigh on 20 years. You can find out a little bit more about Kalena, or a lot more, at their website, which is www.kalena.com. And I'll be telling you a little bit more as well. But right now, let's hear the traditional Ukrainian folk song about the guy who had to choose between a beautiful young woman and a bowl of cottage cheese, Perohea. And amazingly enough, his stomach won out. Here they are, Kalena with Serum Perohea.
Chula, 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 chula. Стила як вчиню, що несла пироги. Пішов я на пустежі, по меже темне. І стила я вчиню, що несла пироги. Чи чула, 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 чи чула, чула те. І стила я вчиню, що несла пироги. Дівче моє кохане, чи знаєш мої сни, що я тебе кохаю. Чула, 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 чула те, і здива як вчиню, що несла пироги. Дівчина їх почула козацькі місце, то зразу запросила на свіжі пироги. Чула, 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 чула те, і здива як вчиню, що несла пироги. А деся із лісу взялися пороги, козак із бердяку сховався в буряни. Чула, 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 чула те, і здива як вчиню, що несла пироги. Ніяке вороге взяли собі дівчини і сиром пироги. Чула, чула, чула,
Че чула, чула те, издела я речену, що не слабе оре. Позар хил заплакал, где тяжкий вороге, ви избицо речу, видайте пироге. Че чула, 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 че чула, чула те, издела я речену, що не слабе оре. Че чула, чула те, издева я речену, що несла пироги. Че чула, 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 че чула, чула те, издева я речену, що несла пироги.
Screaming Babas from Seam or Seven, and that is Kalena from Winnipeg. And you can find out about them at their website, which is www.kalena.com. And Kalenic consists of Tammy Wasilowski on lead vocals, acoustic guitar, and that was her on that number, which, by the way, the lyrics were by Andriko Semenyuk. Also in Kalena are Andrew Duplak on drums, Dean Wasilowski on lead vocals, violin, bass guitar, and mandolin, Dale Wasilowski on accordion and keyboards, and David Pestrak on lead vocals, electric guitar, and cymbale. Our final selection will be Stezhichko Moya Zydeko, Kalena from their CD Seam.
Moja piec sestričko ju, meričko tuško, ona ričko ju, uspika je cja, boji štrava me, vidjereva me, učerjava me, uspika je cja, boji štrava me, vidjereva me, učerjava me. Ne bi bilo jim, zade si prvi, jak to bilo jim. Doko zano jim, do rumjano jim, zirke jasno jim, polumjano jim. Doko zano jim, do rumjano jim, zirke jasno jim, polumjano jim. Veselo meni, srebni holosor, čuju taleni.
Šeću nižno ja, doro hejmja, ojte stežičko, stežičko moja. Šeću nižno ja, doro hejmja, ojte stežičko, stežičko moja.
For the very best in Ukrainian music from all corners of the globe, tune in to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio every Sunday evening at 6 p.m. in Vancouver on AM 1320 on the radio dial and streaming online at am1320.com. The internationally syndicated edition airs here on the PCJ radio network on shortwave, AM and FM in over 28 countries, and every weekend on PCJ Internet Radio at pcjmedia.com, as well in flight on China Airlines International. The podcast for the Vancouver edition can be found at the Nash Holos website, which is nashholos.com, N-A-S-H-H-O-L-O-S. And the International PCJ Radio Edition, of course, here at pcjmedia.com. And both editions are available on iTunes. Well, our time is about up, so to wrap things up, we've got the female beat once more with the title track of their most recent CD, Sealed with a Kiss. I'm Paulette Demchuk-Macquarie. On behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Radio, thanks so much for listening. Till next time, do pobaczenia.